This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado won't be changing the rules for residential growth and development, at least not this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the demise of the land use bill.
The city will be reactivating the same response team they used during the last major surge of migrants. The Emergency Operations Center and Joint Information Center will be activated within the next few days and staffed by city employees. In December, the team operated emergency overnight shelters and provided other forms of support to migrants. It was demobilized in early March. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
More than 100 staff, faculty, and students rallied Tuesday on Colorado State University's campus calling for livable wages. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Faculty and staff say they can't afford to work in Fort Collins. The university is proposing a 5% increase for merit pay, despite cost of living rising at a much faster rate. That means undergraduate tuition may go up 4%. Mary Van Buren with a local professors association says the budget shouldn't fall on the backs of students or instructors.
But should creatively address the inadequacy and stark lack of equity in salaries that has been perpetuated by following the same process year after year.
The Board of Governors will approve a $1.5 billion budget next month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a continued chance for storms overnight across the Front Range. More severe weather tomorrow. This is CPR News at 7:06.